Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. You know, most of our lives, you know, we kind of complicate things about ourselves, and we also, we're not so different from our ancestors. You know, we still have those same kind of needs, those same kind of instincts, you know, and they're just and what drove them also drives us. You know, we're still there. We're still thinking about those types of things, even though we're not out in the woods still, you know. We do go there to center ourselves a lot, you know. I think a lot of people do that. Nothing like hunting, nothing like trapping, nothing like just getting out in the woods, you know. Going out to the lakes and swimming and maybe even going out and checking out just nature itself. You know, mountains are super beautiful. Valleys, rivers, lakes, the settings and where they're at, you know, we have those same primal instincts as our ancestors. And once we get there, you know, we know exactly what beautiful is. You know, something that Black Elk said is that it may be the same little root of the sacred tree still lives. Nourish it then, that it may leaf and bloom and fill with singing birds. They want us to become aware of ourselves and what's inside of us. You know, we all have that certain something inside of us, you know. I think people nowadays, you know, they fill it with basketball or football or those types of things, you know. And yeah, those are all right, you know. And we can excel at those. And yeah, we do have those school spirits and stuff, you know, but I think what they're talking about there, you know, is that you need to bring those things into yourself. And it can be a simple thing as maybe learning how to make a bow, you know, get in touch with your instincts and your drive that's inside of you already. And I think these are also for everybody. They're just not just for Ojibwe people, you know. They're for everyone, those types of things. We may find ourselves, you know, just needing to go clear our head. Where do we go? We go take a walk. Where do we take a walk? You know, we end up in some type of forest or grassy lawn or under a tree or by a lake to go and clear ourselves, you know, and bring those instincts and those drives and those needs and wants and up to the surface, and they do swell to the surface, you know. Geez, you know, I got some fresh air. We all hear that. Go get some fresh air, you know, clear your head. And those types of things do happen, you know. You know, we're fighting a lot of things today, you know, like the dirty water, the dirty air, the dirty soil. And we need those things, and they're full of toxins, you know, the air even, you know, it's air you breathe, and you know, when you got to go clear your head, you know, and you're breathing those things on in, or, you know, even the soil and the dirt, you know, I know that there's some places that are really super polluted, you know, you can't even go by them, sometimes you just fence them off, and that's it. Got to go find yourself some so-called clean ground, you know, and you got all of these industrial things going on, you know, with wood mills, you know, that have these super toxic chemicals, you know, to cure their woods, you know. And yeah, hey, you know, we do need those things, you know. But you know, is there an alternative? I think if we all put our minds together, you know, those primal instincts all scream out for the same thing, you know. We want those same things that we have passed on to our children and our grandchildren and their children and their grandchildren, you know. Something left here for them, you know. We don't want to pollute it all. I guess that when you go to visit nature, think about those things, you know. What did drive us? What did drive us in the first place? What drove us to the point where, you know, all of a sudden there was a first song? There was a first instrument, you know, maybe a drum, maybe it had been a hollow log. Who knows? You know, what drove us to put a skin on a hollow log and make a drum? All of these things, you know, we still have them in us. And where we're going to take them, you know. Of course, you know, we'll take them to the stars with us. But first, we got to know these things that are inside of us and our wants and our needs and our desires to be, you know, healthy and free, you know. You know, I'll tell you one thing, you know, we get these paychecks, you know, and we got our legs. But none of that supports you. Anything more, nothing in this world will support you more than the earth, the water, and the air. Nothing. So think about that, you know, when you're out there and you're by that lake or you're by that that tree, or you're looking out over the horizon, or you got your little one next to you, you know, and they're playing in the grass. You know how much they need that soil and that those plants, you know, and that water and that air, and how much they needed to be clean for them also, just like we had it clean, just how we came upon it. So, yeah, here we are again at the end of Ojibwe Way of Life for today. Give you something to think about. Thanks for tuning on in, and see you next week. Aha, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.